Hi, you have reached the podcast of Professor Chaim Shor. In this episode, the three pillars of truth, lessons from the Hebrew alphabet.
The three pillars of truth, lessons from the Hebrew alphabet. Truth is a sublime concept. But what is truth? How can we tell truth from non-truth? The Hebrew alphabet delivers us a powerful message on the essential ingredients of truth. We denote these ingredients. The three pillars of truth. We extract these from studying two Hebrew words. Emeth, truth, and sheker, falsehood, or lie. Both are three-letter words, each letter appearing only once. No letter is shared by both words. The configuration of these letters within the orderly sequence of the Hebrew alphabet seems to be far from random. These letters, coupled with their configuration in the Hebrew alphabet, convey to us the elements of truth. And how Emeth and Sheker differ from one another. The Hebrew language comprises 22 letters. Five of these letters appear in the Hebrew alphabet in double form. They are written differently within the word and as final letters. The five letters are Kaf, Mem, Nun, Peh, and Sadi. Therefore, in the written alphabet there are, altogether, 27 letters. Let us start with Emeth, truth. First letter of Emeth is Aleph. It is also the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Second letter of Emeth is Mem. This is one of the five letters that have two forms. In the orderly sequence of the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, Mem occupies the two middle positions, the 14th and the 15th. The third and last letter of Emeth is Tav. It is also the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Next, we address Sheker, falsehood. Sheker comprises three letters, like Emeth. But here the similarity ends. Unlike Emeth, the three letters of Sheker do not preserve their order in the orderly sequence of the Hebrew alphabet. Indeed, the three letters of Sheker, Shin, Kaf, and Resh, occupy, in the Hebrew alphabet, the 26th, 24th, and 25th positions, respectively. We realize that, not only the correct order is violated, the letters are also crowded together, in a small interval of the Hebrew alphabet. In this, they differ from Emeth, the letters of which span the whole spectrum of the alphabet, beginning letter, middle letter, and ending letter. We note that the letters of the Hebrew alphabet may be viewed in a post, with same title as this podcast, at chaimshor.blog. Based on the observations we alluded to, and some others, soon to be addressed, the three pillars of truth may now be established. Pillar 1. Completeness. The letters of Emeth, truth, scan the whole spectrum, from first to last of the Hebrew alphabet, with the middle letter appearing exactly as a middle term in the sequence. By contrast, the Hebrew letters for falsehood, sheker, are concentrated together within a small segment of the sequence, conveying an impression of half-truth, of an incomplete picture. The tendency to make judgments or general assertions, based on partial truths, on an incomplete picture, produces the worst form of falsehood. Partial truths contain seeds of truth, thus conveying an impression of truth, when such is non-existent. This renders it difficult, at times impossible, to tell truth from non-truth. We judge a person based on a single wrong deed or utterance, ignoring a lifetime of righteous and fruitful activity. We take part of a sentence or paragraph uttered by an individual to slander that person, ignoring the context and the true meaning of the complete pronouncement. The Book of Psalms regards completeness as a main feature of truth that we have to account for. Attempting to understand divine intervention in the world, Psalms 19:10. Judgments of Jehovah are true, Amen. They are righteous altogether. Components of divine judgment on their own do not constitute truth. Why bad things happen to good people is a good example. Only when viewed in their totality may the judgments of Jehovah be regarded as righteous. And only then, when taken altogether, may these components be regarded as Amen. Completeness, therefore, is the first pillar of truth. Pillar 2. Correct order. The letters of Sheker appear in the Hebrew alphabet in a perverted order. By contrast, Amen letters appear in their correct order. Falsehood is often generated and truth violated by placing things not in their correct order. Violating correct order can appear in all forms and shapes. When two warring parties are engaged in war, and we ignore the correct order of events that have escalated the parties into a state of war, or at times portraying real events, however, in a perverted order of occurrence, we create falsehood, lie. Interchanging cause and effect, calling cause effect and calling effect cause, displaying thereby an incorrect cause-effect relationship, also obscure truth and generate falsehood. When a person blames his business partner for a certain adverse reaction to his own conduct, portraying his own conduct as reacting to that reaction, rather than trigger for the latter, he is engaged in creating falsehood. Preserving correct time order is an essential ingredient in preserving truth. Therefore, correct order is the second pillar of truth. Pillar 3. Supportive evidence. Observing the two sets of Hebrew letters, which constitute Amen and Sheker, one discerns a major feature that tells them apart. The written letters may be viewed in a post by same title on Chaimshor.blog. The letters of the Hebrew word Amen look stable, well rooted in the ground. This is shown by two legs in the writing of the first and last letters, and by a horizontal solid base in the middle letter. By contrast, all letters of Sheker seem shaky, not well rooted in the ground. Two of the letters, Kaf and Resh, are standing on one leg. The third letter, Shin, the first in the word, is also shaky, seemingly prone to swing from one side to the other. Observing these letters, an impression is conveyed of instability, as though the letters do not really have anything to support them. We conclude that supportive evidence, grounded in reality, is a main feature that distinguishes truth from falsehood, Amen from lack thereof. This is the third pillar of truth. In conclusion, the Hebrew alphabet teaches us that to tell truth from falsehood one needs only examine and confirm to what degree do the three pillars of truth prevail. To what degree? Completeness. Correct order. Evidence. Permeate statements, assertions, and descriptions of world affairs.
Thank you for listening. Until the next episode, goodbye.